So let's talk about the game first. QPR, Premier League opposition. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's another big game for us. Big toy again. Kind of the draws you're looking for when you get to this final, the FA Cup. Everybody saw lower league sides looking for to try and get a Premier League scalp. And, you know, it's another big game, so I look forward to it.
Well, I'm sure you can't be anything but confident after recent successes against top-flight clubs.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get overconfident, to be honest with you, because you know in your day how good these sides are. You know, I think the really positive thing for us when we've had results against these sides, the performance we've put in, has been all about ourselves. We've worked really hard as a team, and that's what we need against Sunday for to get a result against QPR. You know, the quality will be no different we're playing against. We've got to frustrate them, dig in and work hard, and our quality will hopefully come through in the end if we can manage to do that.
I'd be half tempted to say struggling QPR, but they can't win away. At home, they're not too bad.
Yeah, they seem to be picking up a lot of points at home, and they seem to have a lot of momentum going with them at the minute. You know, they've really picked up, probably a bit of a slow start, but you know, it's coming together now, and they've got a striker that's banging form. So it's going to be a really difficult day for us down there as well. And with the pitch as well, it's really small and tight. It's very compact, you know, so a little probably a bit different, but you know, hopefully it works in our favour.
The conversations over the Christmas period about the volume of games has been kind of rumbling on. Premier League teams have matches on the first, so it's a very quick turnaround for them. Does that help Sheffield United, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously they have big squads as well. You know, they've 25-man squads, but full of quality players with Premier League. So a lot of it as well will be now probably if it is that they give a lot of their players an opportunity to have them in playing. It's the attitude side of things for them. But I'm sure we'll be, you know, bang on it. And, you know, we're not having a game against Scunthorpe as well. And after the defeat against Porfair, you know, kind of chomping at the bit to get going again. You know, we've had a long rest. Let's hopefully it benefits us, you know, and doesn't go the opposite way.
This group of players seem to be able to do something special in the Cups over the course of the past couple of years. Can you put your finger on why that just happens to be, why it's this particular group?
I don't know. It's just what happens sometimes, you know. You see through the years, years ago with Bolton and teams like that, and you know, and sides, you just have phases probably where you take a few scalps and you get a lot of confidence from it, and you know, you get to manage games properly and know how to stay in the games, and coming through them difficult times then, and sort of, you know, hopefully the opposition at times punch themselves out a bit, and you know, you get an opportunity and you take it. We've managed to do that. You know, I wouldn't say a lot of it's luck. It's just been down to performance, as I say, and how hard you work, and that's what it's down to. You know, the Premier League players are used to that type of work rate every week, and that, and then probably when they play at lower league sides, it's a bit difficult probably mentally for them to probably get their head around. And when you're still in the game after 50, 60 minutes, I think it kind of frustrates them.
There's no question against Southampton in the League Cup, you were the better team, and it was in part due to the way you pressed them. Do you approach a game like QPR in the same way?
Yeah, well, you know, I think in a lot of the games, you know, Aston Villa, Hull, you know, Fulham, manager set a style out in that way. You know, it wasn't a coincidence that we went and played like that. You know, it was the manager told us for the game what he wanted, and we went out and emphasised that. And you see in them performances, you see the performances that we had in them games, you know, where and we ended up getting the results. So I'm sure the manager will probably have a plan up his sleeve for the weekend to see what we're going to do.
Is there a belief that you can recreate last season's successes in this competition? Right, the League Cup's aside, we'll talk about that later in the month. Yeah. But, you know, can you do it again?
It's a long way off. To be honest with you, we never thought we were going to do that last year. You know, we just took it a game at a time. Every game, and then, you know, I think it was only once we got Nottingham Forest and we got over that hurdle, because even in that game we were massive underdogs with where they were in the league, and you know, we knew when we beat them, we thought, bloody hell, what's going on here? We had a chance, especially when we got Charlton in a home draw. It was set up for us, so I think it's only really them when you get that far. You don't want to look too far ahead, and you start looking by Premier League teams like QPR, you're in trouble. I think you get a bit overconfident, you know.
I think the thing that puzzles a lot of Sheffield United fans at the minute is why the season is maybe not reached boiling point yet. They've seen performances like Southampton at home and one or two others along the way, but that consistency isn't there. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's very frustrating as players as well. You know, it was Friday there, I think, you know, it was was frustrating in a sense that we had a man sent off and got back into the game. And, you know, again, you felt like it was only going to be one winner, right? So, but, you know, they go and get a penalty, we're down to 10 men. It's frustrating, you know, and it's little things like this. I'm not saying going against us, but probably down to our own fault as well, you know. It's been on a bad run of form, but, you know, you just want to get back on track now and get a result. You know, we've a big month coming up in the league. You look at the fixtures ahead, there's some massive some games. We're playing a lot of people around us, and it'll probably give us a big chance now to gather some points and catch these sides up ahead of us if we can start beating them. So, as I say, that's what we'll be looking to do, as I say. But it's really frustrating at the minute. You know, the last six league games not gone to plan at all, and that's how easy it just comes apart, though, you know. So it's... the only positive on it is that we're still in the top six, you know, so we're still right amongst it. And I think it's ours to lose, really.
It's interesting you mentioned that, yeah. I mean, even Bristol isn't that far away. That's in early February, isn't it? And you'll have played the MK Dons, Swindon, Preston and, well, potentially Rochdale. I suppose that depends on the cups. In terms of automatic promotion, given the gap now, which is quite sizeable, do you still think you can catch those teams?
Yeah, I do. But it's up to us, you know. It's not about anybody else. I think it's exactly what I said. It's up to us now. You know, it's probably as many points as we've dropped. I know teams are 10 and 12 points ahead of us. I'm still looking and think, you know, I really don't feel like we've hit form yet. And we're probably one of the only teams up around there that haven't been on a run of winning games yet. And, you know, as soon as you start doing that and other teams are... I'm not saying that you will blip, because some teams will probably go and win and get promoted, but I'm not sure every single one of them will, and I think there'll be an opportunity there to... there's definitely a spot up for grabs. I definitely think teams are going to falter and hit bad form. You know, we've been there ourselves in January on top of the league on January the 1st, and, you know, we ended up finishing 6th in the league the year we lost to Yeovil. So it just happens like that. The teams run into bad form and things like that. It's about other sides around them then picking up and capitalising. There's always one team that puts a run together and does it, so hopefully that's us this year.
Final one from me. As it happens, the draw has meant that both Sheffield teams have got Premier League opposition, so for the city's football, here presents a great chance for it to make a name for itself and to put itself really firmly at the top of the map.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously Wednesday we've got Man City, I think, again, and it's a really tough one for them as well. Like ourselves, theirs is probably not as tough as what they've got. But I say it's a great opportunity. I think, you know, we showed last year, you know, when you get results against these sides, what it does, and it generates massive support and gets the club a lot of good publicity and things like that. So, you know, hopefully both of us can go on and take a scalp and get into the next round and get each other. That'd be great.